What are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing research for a magazine article. It's about Finland. Look at this. Isn't that gorgeous?
Oh, yeah. I'm a huge Finn fan. Especially those fine feminine fins in that hot tub.
Well, hot tubs are really popular there. But when they get out, they beat themselves gently with leafy birch branches.
Well, we got that whirlpool upstairs. Next time you get out, I can snap you the wet towel.
But this is a little more romantic. See, they're outside under the stars. Can you imagine you and me in a hot tub staring up at the moon?
It'd be great. Especially with a couple of those Finnish girls, Jorgi and Pekka. Nice hit. Guys, over here.
All right.
I think I figured out what to get Mom for Mother's Day.
She told you?
No, she dropped a few hints, though.
So what does she want?
She wants to go to Finland. They got this real big deal with midnight hot tubs. When they get out, they get spanked by trees.
Cool, let's all go.
So we're gonna send Mom to Finland?
No. You can bring Finland to Mom. I say we put in a hot tub.
Yeah, cool.
We'll put it right over here. Get rid of the swing set. You guys don't use this anymore, do you?
Yeah, we do. Last week we tied Mark to it.
Time. I am Tim the Tool Man Taylor, and you all my assistant Al Borland. You know, there's a lot of stereotypes about construction workers today.
But the times, they are a-changing.
And today, to talk about some of these changes, one of our friends from K&B Construction Company in Bay City, Michigan, let's give a big Tool Time welcome for Pete Bilker. Well, Pete, good to have you with us again.
It is great to be here, Timmy.
Pete?
Hey, Al.
Nice to see you.
All right.
All right, Pete, have a seat, will you? Oh, Pete, do you consider yourself, a construction worker of the 90s?
Well, Tim, nowadays, when a hot rivet drops down in my shirt, I'm not ashamed to cry.
Something you should remember, Al, next time I drop a hot rivet down your shirt, huh? The most common stereotypes about construction workers, they're hooting and hollering at every pretty woman that passes by.
Well, that's pretty much a thing of the past, Tim, especially at K&B. Our new foreman, Les, doesn't go for that kind of stuff.
Maybe one of these days we should get Les down here to talk about it.
Actually, Tim, since we are discussing changing attitudes on the job site, I brought my new foreman with me. Would you like to meet Les?
Yeah, let's bring him down here. You're the foreman?
Huh.
You're a woman.
Can't put anything past you.
Wait, sit down. Let me see. Well, a woman foreman. It must be kind of hard getting the guys in the construction site to listen to you.
Why would it be hard?
I You know, some guys have trouble taking orders from women. Not me, because I take orders from my wife all the time.
Well, it hasn't been a problem. I mean, I've been working with the guys for a while now, and they realize I know what I'm doing.
Tim, I must tell you that Les is probably the best overall worker we have.
The best looking worker in overalls, too.
Nope, that would be Pete.
Oh, heck. Anyway, Timmy, there's no one more qualified than Les, and no one knows more about tools than Les.
No one.
You heard him, Tim.
Yeah? Why does everybody call me the tool man?
Because it's your show and you made up the name?
I like her.
I'd be willing to stake my tool reputation against anyone.
Well, how about me?
Les, Leslie, I wouldn't want to embarrass you. Anybody who challenges me, it always ends up the same way.
You lose?
I love her.
All right, got electric in. You guys got the holes filled in. We're ready for the hot tub.
Where is it?
Al's supposed to be delivering it.
Well, shouldn't you help him? I mean, that thing's pretty heavy.
He's got his mom with him.
Dad, here comes Mom.
No. Hey, guys, it's really late. What are you doing out here?
We all had problems. We're waiting for Wilson to wake up.
Come on, boys. It's midnight. Go on to bed.
Thanks, guys.
Wash your hands, okay? Wash up. Brush your teeth. Good night, sweetie. I'll bet I know what you're doing out here.
Oh, do you?
Well, let's see. You're out here in the middle of the night carrying shovels covered in dirt.
Didn't want to tell you, but Wilson wasn't feeling well, so we buried him.
Could you possibly be working on my Mother's Day gift?
Possibly.
Oh, thank you for listening to all those hints I've been dropping. I'm just going to love my new herb garden.
Your what garden?
Well, I've always wanted to grow my own basil. It's going to be great.
Well, it's a good thing I built you a herb garden and didn't buy you a hot tub.
Well, yeah, I mean, what would I need with a hot tub? I got a whirlpool upstairs.
Right, that's where I'm going to put your herb garden, right here.
Where did you move the swing set?
I gave it to Pete Bilker, one of the guys from K&B Construction. It's for his little boy.
Were the boys okay with that?
Yeah, they don't use it anymore, so we're tying Mark up.
Yeah, I know. It's just... It looks so strange out here without it. I mean, you built that thing, what, when Brad was a baby?
Now we can raise Basil.
Remember how much fun they had playing on it when they were really little? How we marked their heights every year, everyone, on that wooden post?
I was always the tallest.
I will never forget how hard it was for Randy to learn to swing on his own and how happy he was when he finally got it.
Jill, are you upset that I gave the swing set away?
No. No, I'll get used to it. Herbs are fun. You know, it's chilly out here. I'm going to go up to bed. I'll see you later. Good night.
Wilson, what are you doing?
Hi-ho, Tim. I'm just testing my maracas.
Usually when I have mine tested, the doctor makes me turn my head and cough.
No, Tim. These are hand-carved maracas made from hollowed-out gourds. I'm using them to practice the national dance of Venezuela, the oropo.
At midnight?
Is it really that late? Well, it just shows you time flies when you're dancing the Joropo.
Well, can you keep it down?
Tim, have you got a problem?
I'm just mad at myself. I thought I had the perfect Mother's Day gift for Jill, but I don't. Now I got a flatbed truck coming over with Al and his mom with a hot tub on it. Well, the worst thing is, it gave away the swing set, and it looked like it meant a lot to Jill.
Well, I remember when you built that swing set, Tim. It was 14 years ago. You just moved in. I'd never seen anyone attach an outboard motor to a swing before.
That swing set was the first thing I made for my boys, you know? I picked out the best redwood for that. It had 6 coats of sealer on there. I worked night and day on that thing.
Sounds like it meant an awful lot to you, too, Tim.
Yeah, I remember the day Brad was born. I had the swing set all set up so he could use it when he got home. Babies, who knew they couldn't sit up?
Psst, Tim! Is the coast clear? Mother and I have the hot tub off the flatbed.
Hot tub is out. Tell your mom to hoist it back up there.
Oh, man.
Dad, how come you're trying to get the swing set back?
Because that's what your mom wants for Mother's Day.
I thought you wanted a Nerf gun.
I thought you wanted a hot tub.
I thought you wanted to go to Finland.
I thought you wanted me to snap her the wet towel. I'll save that for her birthday.
Hey, Dad, isn't Pete going to be upset when you ask him for the swing set back?
He'll understand. He's an adult. Hey, Pete, come on in.
Hey, hi, Timmy, there. How are you?
Good.
I'd like you to meet Little Pete.
Hi, Little Pete. How you doing?
Hi.
I brought him with me today because he has something he wants to tell you.
Thank you for my swing set, Mr. Toolman.
Well, come on in, you guys. You want a cookie or something?
Thank you, Mr. Toolman.
You're in luck. My favorite, chocolate chip. Help yourself. Put some on the table over there. Pete, can I talk to you for a minute?
You bet, Tim, but before you do, I want to tell you, that swing set has made Little Pete real happy.
Well, it looks like anything would make him happy. He's a happy-go-lucky kid.
Oh, no, Tim, he's neither happy nor lucky. You know, he's had a pretty rough go of it this past year, what with his mother leaving and all. I should have seen it coming. Going to the grocery store with 9 pieces of luggage in the car?
These are great cookies, Mr. Toolman. Can I take some for when I'm playing on my swing set?
Little Pete, about that swing set.
Yes, Mr. Toolman?
How would you feel if I took that old one back that has a lot of splinters in it and built you a brand new one?
Now, Tim, that's not really necessary.
Oh, yes, it is.
Is it gonna have a teeter-totter?
You bet.
Is it gonna have a sandbox?
Yeah, huge sandbox.
Is it gonna have a treehouse?
A what? A treehouse? Swing sets don't have treehouses.
They have one at the park.
Why not? We'll put a treehouse on it for you, too.
Thank you, Tim.
You bet, buddy. What?
Mr. Toolman, can you come to my school for show and tell?
Welcome back to Tool Time. We have a very special competition coming up. You've heard of the Rose Bowl. Well, put away your flowers. Plug in your tools, because we got the Tool Bowl.
I will be serving as moderator and impartial judge.
This will be simulcast on Al's favorite station, the All Flannel Channel.
As impartial as I am, remarks like that could affect the judging.
All right, let's meet the competition. The reigning tool champion of the universe, me. And the challenger, the new foreman for the K&B Construction Company. Let's give a big Tool Time welcome for Les Tompkins. How's it going today, Les?
Just great.
Les?
Listen, I'd like to invite you both to a little party I'm having after the show to celebrate my upcoming victory.
I'd be careful saying stuff like that. I might just nail it up on the board for inspiration.
Well, I've seen your show, Tim, and if you want it to stay up, maybe you better have Al nail it.
Did I mention just how much I liked her? All right, let's get to it. Les, since you are the challenger, you have the first choice of categories.
I'll take epoxy putties and liquid metals.
Excellent choice. Heidi? Thank you, Heidi.
Welcome.
To repair a hydraulic ram, what type of epoxy putty would you use and why?
I'd go with titanium, since it resists temperatures of 350 degrees Fahrenheit and has a compression strength of 18,000 PSI. It also provides a non-rusting machinable finish and features excellent resistance to a broad range of chemicals.
It was an easy question, all right?
All right, Tim, your question. Heidi. Thank you. In a non-rusting aluminum epoxy, what are the percentages of aluminum and epoxy?
Easy. Everyone knows that. 70% aluminum, 30% epoxy.
Actually, that's 80% aluminum and 20% epoxy.
70%, 80%. What's the difference?
One is right and one is wrong. All right. Round one goes to... Les.
Yes.
By the way, what type of food are you going to have at your victory party?
Buffalo wings and three kinds of dipping sauces.
Ooh, buffalo wings.
Yeah. Ladies, yeah. Ladies, could we?
All right, our next category, you auto know.
All right.
Les, your question is, you're building a 79 Pontiac with a 151 cubic inch four-cylinder engine. And you want to run roller tip rockers. Are the 151 rockers interchangeable with the stock rockers on a small block Chevy?
That's a really tough question.
Well, if it's too tough for you, Ms. Buffalo Wings and three sauces. I can take that one.
Luckily, I know more about cars than tools.
Really?
No, they're not interchangeable. The 151 rocker arm fulcrum to tip distance is greater than a small block, so it can't be used if you want to maintain acceptable valve train geometry. I'll also be having a cappuccino bar and assorted sorbets.
All right, Tim, this is your question.
Let's forget the rest of the questions and go right to the bonus round.
What bonus round?
Winner take all. Heidi, the bonus board, please.
And what is that?
It's the Tool Bowl Super Bonus Screw-Off. First person to screw those screws in takes the whole thing.
I'm game.
Great. Heidi, my electric screwdrivers, please.
Here you are.
Pick your weapon.
Ooh, nice grip.
All right. Just pick mine. Let's see. No. I'll just take this one down here. All right.
Your electric screwdriver has a gas engine?
Got a problem with that fella? Okay, go. You're gonna love this.
Honey, it is 6 o'clock in the morning. I was really kind of hoping that I could sleep late on Mother's Day.
Well, I just finished your gift, and I couldn't wait to show it to you.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. This is beautiful. But wait a minute. You said that you were gonna make me an herb garden.
Well, look around. I had the boys plant something special for you.
Basil! Basil. Basil. And more basil.
Well, I knew it was your favorite because I read between the lines.
Tim, I told you that I liked Basil.
Which is how I'm able to read between the lines. Sit down.
Oh, all right. Wow, this is really comfortable. Oh, honey, this is the best Mother's Day ever. And there's still so much of it left.
I'm going to sleep. Hmm? What's this over here?
Those are Randy's initials.
Mm-hmm. And right back here, their measurements.
You made this out of the old swing set. What a great idea. But wait a minute, I thought that you said that you gave it to Little Pete Pete's son.
I took it back.
Hope you gave him something else.
Don't worry about that kid. By the time he's done with me, I'll have an amusement park built in his back.
I can't believe you did this. You are so brilliant.
Well, I saw how upset you were when I gave away the swing set.
I guess that seemed kind of silly, huh?
No. I have a lot of memories locked up in this, too, you know.
Time goes by so fast.
Yeah.
Now, here's something I don't ever remember seeing before. Tim loves Jill. When did you do that?
About 3:30 this morning. Happy Mother's Day.
Here you go, Mom. Basil omelet. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, that's so sweet of you, honey. Looks delicious.
And, Mom, don't forget your basil butter with your toast.
Basil butter? Well, that's original.
You think that's original? Wait till you taste your fresh-squeezed basil juice.
We also made you coffee.
Is it green?
For dessert, fresh baked basil cream pie.
Huh. I should have said I like diamonds.
Well, it looks like anything can make him happy. Happy-go-lucky kid.
Oh, no, Pete, he's neither. You're not Pete, are you?
No.
I'm Pete.
You'd be Pete.
You'd be Tim.
You'd be Tim.
It has compression strength of 18,000 PSI. It also provides a non-rustable, machinable finish, and I'm going to have to start over.
Hey, Tim, is the coast clear? Mom and I have the hot tub off the hot bed.